Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You have not died and gone to heaven, information heaven. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and a cast of thousands. Okay, let's get to some good news. 23-year-old woman just set the challenge record for the fastest solo rowing across the Atlantic Ocean. She departed from the Canary Islands on the 10th of December. Her name is Miriam Payne. She rowed 59 days, 16 hours and 36 minutes before she arrived in Antigua. The extraordinary feat accomplished to raise money for a charity that focuses on the well-being of women in their body and their mind. So that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Imagine what her back and her arms must look like after all that rowing.
That was, and I am pretty, I'm usually like, let's not comment on other people's bodies, but that was my first thought too, Doug. Like,
yeah.
How
the muscles,
her back muscles, her shoulder muscles.
Yep, yeah. She had a problem, as you would imagine, sleep deprivation. How do you sleep when you're in a rowboat crossing the Atlantic Ocean? Thank you. She had hallucinations. She was hungry, ran out of food.
Someone had to battle strong winds, and she rowed to keep on pace to set the record for the female record. She had to row for 15 hours a day, every day.
Average temperature in the ocean, 86 degrees, where she, I would bet that she went, if she went down in Antigua, she probably followed there's a current that runs from the North Sea, north of England, down into Florida and south of there, and now I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, the current she might have been in that probably helped.
Probably
her a
there. There was a moment where she was worried she wasn't going to set the record because she rode for 18 hours one day and made it less than 10 miles.
Yeah, right. So that is a problem in and of itself. It was sponsored by the Talisker Whiskey Company. It was their Atlantic Challenge, described as the toughest endurance event on Earth. All food, water, and other necessities had to be brought with her. There was nobody. Now, was there somebody following her in a trail boat? Because sometimes that happens when you're doing this sort of thing. You go out and you are doing the work, but there's somebody close by that helps you in case you get into trouble. So that would make some sense, I think, right? In this circumstance, rowing 15, 16, 17, 18 hours a day. Good God. Ooh, ooh, ooh. 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I don't know whether I should get into that conversation, Jay, or not. I asked Jay.
Why not?
If her father was funny. I know your father. I think I know him pretty well. I consider him a friend, and I think he considers me a friend. Other than our business relationship, I think we're just friends. Mm-hmm. So I always am curious with children what they think of their fathers. I got into this discussion with my grandson, Miles, over the weekend. We were talking about various things that he thinks are funny.
Mm-hmm.
And at eight, they're all about fart jokes. The kids just think it's hilarious.
Because of this. 8-year-olds are right.
So, anyway, his mother, of course, I'm the instigator, and Megan has this look on her face, and she has, ever since she was a child, she has this ability, the same expression on her face now that she had when she was Miles' age. So I get them all stirred up, because that's what you're supposed to do. Grandparents are supposed to stir up the grandchildren, right? And then leave. So I'm really pretty good at that. And Brendan was an unindicted co-conspirator in this. Actually, I think he started it. We were all over at Brendan's house for dinner on Saturday night, And for whatever the reason, we got around because Miles' cousin, my other grandson, Jasper, young, depending on what they eat, babies have gas. And so Miles thinks that's hilarious. Apparently they have contests for gas fart jokes in his class. And so he brings that to the surface after Brendan does his thing. And so we just got, and we started laughing, and we couldn't stop. We just laughed and laughed and laughed about nothing. What is the, you know, so what's so funny about passing gas? Why is that funny?
That's a good question. We need to do a deep dive in psychology. Why is it funny?
I don't know. Maybe because it's so, it's like prohibited. I can hear women, older women now, they're horrified that I'm talking about this on the radio.
They've already changed it.
Here it is, folks. Like it or not, Donald Trump farts. That's, you know, if we're going to use him as the standard, I guarantee you that Melania...
Look at you. A conversation that has nothing to do with Donald
anything
Trump.
But Donald Trump
You're
becomes...
bringing him into it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So, the power this man yields.
That's right. Yes. I assure you that pretty much everybody that's involved in this, whether it's Alvin Bragg, I bet he's got, you know, all right, so this is becoming silly. at any rate.
I am legitimately crying right now.
Okay, good for you. Here's some good news. Some mysterious radio signals have been uncovered by astronomers at NASA using AI. Here we are back to...
too tech right? or not too tech? That is the question.
That is the question. All right, so here we are. We're talking a lot about technology and how it can be used. This is a group of electromagnetic waves detected by using artificial intelligence. It's called deep learning. The signals were sourced to areas surrounding nearby stars. Nearby stars are defined as 30 to 90 light years away. You know how long it would take us to get? It would take like 1,000 years to get to these places. Anyway, the pulses were described as hiding in plain sight. You know, there are a lot of things. Remember, I hope you remember, the Steven Spielberg movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and that little, the way they were, Spielberg was fascinated with this stuff, as you saw, with a couple of the movies from the 80s. Close Encounters was one of them. What's the name of the movie where the being comes in? Why do I have? I can see him flying over the moon in his bicycle. What's the name of that movie?
Oh, E.T.
E.T. Thank you. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, so that kind of stuff has developed into what is what's real, in a sense. Here's somebody who's working on the project. His name is Peter Ma, an undergrad at the University of Toronto, says that his team searched through unbelievable amounts of data from 820 nearby stars. Good God. The 1 terabyte of information could hold 1,000 copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember the Encyclopedia?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. James, you know what the Encyclopedia... Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. Let's try this. James.
Yeah. What is it, Doug?
I'm up to no good here. James, do you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica is?
What do you think?
I don't want to think that I was concerned about that.
Do you know
that.
What encyclopedias are, period?
Yeah, I know what those are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well,
there you go. Yeah. The Encyclopedia Britannica, it's like one of the brands of it. Yes.
Yeah, it was the standard.
I feel like that kind of throws people off.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, anyway. So this, the data is collected by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, which is bigger than the Statue of Liberty, and part of the Breakthrough Listen Project, which is aimed at identifying this communication that's coming from who knows where about who knows what. right? Again, it's like a movie. Did you see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember that movie?
Yeah, is that the one where... No, I'm thinking of somebody else. What's that?
She goes up in a she sort of time travels in a manner of speaking into another place.
Oh, and then doesn't the being, like, spoiler alert, doesn't the being pretend to be a family member or somebody so that they can talk to her and not freak her out? And they even say that, like, I'm not actually this person. This is the
on a beach, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think that's the scene. I think you're right. Anyway, so. They used AI, but then they had to go back. This is kind of like the teacher tells you to check your homework. So they actually used, their brain's manual reexamination confirmed the findings that shared some of the characteristics of these signals. This is really into the weeds.
It could be extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yep, exactly. That's the bottom line here. There have been people all over the country who have been working on this. There's a report this month in the journal Nature Astronomy that suggests that there is breakthrough stuff. There's a California astrophysicist named Stephen Croft who's up to his Mickey trying to... Now, we're taking in all this stuff. Are we sending out interstellar information? Apparently, the answer is yes. But sometimes they're concerned that it will get lost as it passes through the dust and the gas...
translation ends up becoming like a threat.
Yeah. So the SETI folks are at it. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence using antennas to what they call eavesdrop on signals that aliens may be transmitting. This is kind of like Independence Day. You know, those really horrible looking beings that come to...
Have like those weird tentacles still.
Right. Ugh, gross. Yeah. Anyway... So, modern research. Here we go. That was the movie In Contact with the Signals. You're right. The Cosmic Tool in New Mexico, which is where Jodie Foster heard the signals in the movie Contact. So, we're trying to track, or we're surveying anyway, I don't know if we're really tracking, 40 million stars. Who in the name of heaven is smart enough to have figured out how to do that? Or is this artificial intelligence again? This is Artificial Intelligence Day on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women, but hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Time for Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show fame. Yes, fame and fortune has been his because he likes dogs. He likes pets. Imagine turning liking pets into being coming a gajillionaire, big time broadcaster for the Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com and see. I can say that because you and I are friends, and I can get away with most anything. With friends, you can say things about me, and I say things about you, and they may be fuzzy, little, sometimes facts are fuzzy. Facts are amazing things, aren't they? They're, you know, it's like beauty in the eyes of the beholder. I'll tell you one thing, though, that is cool. Literally, at this time of year, we have a pet adoption going on at the farm. We have several different events this year, but I also see other places that are adding pet adoptions. New pets come in every week, and if you're looking for a new fuzzy friend, I'm betting you can find one of these things almost anywhere. Right, Warren?
Absolutely.
The consciousness of the conscious. People are so conscious of this now.
They are, and I think a lot has to do with it. Finally, it's being publicized that, you know, adopting a dog or adopting a cat is a great thing to do. And I always get the calls from the person that says to me, you know, Warren, I love dogs. I grew up with a schnauzer, and that's what I want. I want a schnauzer. Should I go buy... 25% of all dogs at shelters and rescues across America are purebred dogs. Plus the fact, if you go to any of the breed clubs, the Schnauzer Club of America, they have rescues there as well. So there's always a way, even if you want a purebred dog for whatever reason, I have no idea what my dogs look like. I fell in love with the inside, not the outside. So yeah. The bottom line is when you adopt a dog, you know, look beyond what they look like. I mean, there's so many great dogs out there for adoption. You know, after a day or two, who cares what they look like? You're in love with them. So that's, you know, but it's a good, you hit the nail on the head, Doug. There are more dogs and cats being adopted now. Also, on the other end of the spectrum, though, during COVID, a lot of people did adopt dogs and cats, and a lot of them have been returned, which I cannot possibly understand how a person could take a dog or a cat into their house
selfish.
And return it. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
So my daughter's looking for a poodle, a purebred poodle.
Yeah.
And they've gone to the same route to find. They have, her husband is allergic, so they have and the poodle that they had for a while that belonged to Tony, my former wife, died, and then the dog that they had, that they got from a place here in New England, died a few months ago, and so now they want to get another one, and they've looked around and they haven't found a good source, whether it be adoption. Apparently, they're very popular and hard to get. Poodles. Is that true? Is there one of those poodle adoptions? I'm sure they've looked. around.
What I would tell them to do is I would tell them, where do they live? What area?
They live in Mar Vista.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just go to Poodle Rescue of Southern California.
Really?
Google Poodle Rescue of Southern California. There'll be some in Southern California, Northern California, Central California. And I'm sure.
I've done that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of poodles out there for adoption, you know, or just. There's also other breeds. There's Portuguese water dogs, Irish water spaniels.
We had one of those. Hair. I will tell you something. The Portuguese water dog that we had when the kids were small was one of the most wonderful beings I ever remember encountering in my life.
Oh, let me tell you about Portuguese water dogs.
Oh, my God, what a great dog.
Case de Agua, that's what they're called, Case de Agua. The first Portuguese water dog that came to the United States came in the 70s to a Mrs. Miller in Farmington, Connecticut. I worked with the dog, and I worked with the Portuguese water dogs when they were very, very rare. And in fact, one of the dogs I worked with made the cover of, I'm bragging, the Life magazine, Towing a Boat on Long Island. Amazing breed of dog, but they also, the reason that they're okay with allergies, and there's no such thing as a totally hyperallergenic, is because they have hair versus fur. That's the big difference. But a lot of people are allergic to the dander. A lot of people are allergic to dander, and with cats, it's saliva. Saliva is a big thing with cats and allergies. So, you know, what I would do is I would go to you know, Poodle Rescue of Southern California, and they'll guide you. I'm sure there's plenty of poodles out there that need a home.
I'm going to pass that along. Here's the story of an Army veteran named Christy Gardner, who lost both of her legs while she was on duty in Afghanistan, struggled with feeling useless until she found inspiration. The service dog that she had that saved her life now has inspired her to match veterans in need of service dogs on their own. The service dogs, sometimes I guess they sort of in or out of duty. And then what do you do with them? So she's now been the coordinator, become the coordinator of putting these former service dogs with former service members, which I thought was kind of a cool thing, talking about finding homes for dogs.
I work with an organization called For Veterans Sake, and what they do is they find dogs that may have served in Afghanistan, and they hook them up with veterans here. What a great combination they do make, though.
Yeah, that is. Right. She's done 13 service dogs so far. She trains them and then finds homes for them. I think that's so laudable. Therapy dogs, you know, what do they need? No skill except being a great dog.
There you go.
Much anything else. All right, well, congratulations there. And congratulations to Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. It's 59 past the hour. Announcing the new My Pillow specials here on Good Day. Doug Steffen, if you are looking for the best prices ever when it comes to buying pillows and things that you need in your bedroom and your bathroom, then I have the address for you. It's MyPillow.com. And when you go in there and you buy stuff, look at the catalog that's online at MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS and get fabulous values and free shipping, like 50% off on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off on the new flannel sheets that they have, the six-pack of towel sets for $29.98, the new mattresses, the dog beds, the blankets, the couch pillows, everything is on sale. Fabulous savings. All of the things that are sold at MyPillow.com are 100% made in America. So help the folks out that are there. Let's get everybody back into the fold, if you will, at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump is sharply criticizing Democrats and the media for their portrayal of remarks he delivered over the weekend at a rally in Ohio. Trump stirred controversy by suggesting there would be a bloodbath in the event of his defeat in November's election. However, on Truth Social, he contended his words were deliberately misconstrued, clarifying that he was specifically referring to the potential devastation of the auto industry under a second Biden administration. Authorities in Nashville have discovered the bank card of Riley Strain, a Missouri student who has been missing for over a week. The card was found along the Cumberland River by two local women who have volunteered to assist in the search. The majority of Americans dismiss former President Trump's claims of immunity. According to a recent Politico magazine Ipsos survey, 70% of respondents stated they do not support U.S. presidents being shielded from criminal prosecution for alleged offenses committed while in office. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner. She and I have the answers to the problems of the day. If you want to get answers to questions, they're right here. You'll find out. Seems like you have to stick around, though, to find the answers, because they're everywhere on the Good Day program. Here's a five-year-old. Well, actually, this is the story of the life and times of a youngster. The story starts when this youngster is 5 years old. Five-year-old girl, and her name is Juliette L'Amour. So she, 5 years, when she's 5 years old, she emptied her piggy bank for an earthquake relief program. And I don't know how much there was in it. I don't know, like $48 or something. Now she has her reward. She waited 13 years. Well, she wasn't waiting. She's having to buy some lottery tickets.
Yeah, she turned 18, and what better way to celebrate than to buy
some lottery tickets.
Lottery ticket.
Right, exactly. And what does she have to show for her efforts? 48 million cool ones. This is the first time she bought a ticket. And so now, at the age of 18, as Jay said, she has become a multi-millionaire. And you got to think about the karma there, right? All the good that's done. Somebody's watching down on you. She
And she had no idea what to do. She was asking her dad and her grandpa, like, how do I do this? What am I supposed to do? And
you mean with, like, sharing the piggy bank stuff?
No, with
the money.
With playing the lottery. She's like, what am I supposed to do? And they're like, just go inside and get a quick pick. Like, don't put too much thought into it. Just grab a quick pick.
Right. That's what I do. Do you do a quick pick, or do you have a number that you use all the time?
I mainly do quick picks, but every now and then I will have numbers that I just feel are ones I should play.
Yeah.
Those feelings have not come to fruition.
Well, that's all right. Keep working it.
Yeah.
Don't give up. Don't give up. So fortunately for Juliette L'Amour, her father is a financial advisor. So probably the $48 million is not going to burn a hole in her pocket.
Yeah, at 18, just now. Wow.
Good for her. She'll be the most popular. She'll get a lot of dates probably, right? In Sault Ste. Marie, everybody's going to want to meet and greet her under the circumstances. If you could go back in time, Jay, and speak to your younger self, speaking about that young lady, 5 years of age, 18, she gets the ticket. But what do you think that she thinks, and what would you think? What do you tell yourself as you're growing up? I think about this from time to time. I think back to when I was a youngster on the farm and what I did with the animals. And, you know, sometimes I got very sad when a calf would die.
Yeah.
And if I knew then what I know now, it would be different. And maybe that's the ticket here. If you go back in time and speak to yourself, do you speak to your younger self as your younger self, or do you speak to your younger self as an adult?
Well, and would it change anything? Because the path you're on could shift, and then things that what you were doing as a younger child or even a teen or anything sends you on the trajectory into the path you are today. Would that change if you gave yourself advice knowing now what you didn't know then?
Time traveling. Right? It's a sense of turning back the clock. If you could turn back the clock, what would you do? One of the things that I would do here, and it's no secret, I've grown up in this town. I lived here all my life. I've been very involved in lots of things in the community over the years, from teaching to working in the library to doing a lot of volunteer stuff for local boards. And I like serving in governmental circumstances. One of the things when I was on the local radio station, I was talking about this on the TV program that I do here last night, going back thinking about the marathon and how the marathon was covered here. We used to have a big local newspaper, and I was thinking about that and local radio as well, and how that has faltered at the hands of guys like me. Because, you know, we've got 400 and some odd stations. So normally, if it wasn't for me and or the syndicated radio business, would there be jobs? This is partially me looking back in time. If it wasn't for me and others doing what I do, would the people that had jobs in these newspapers or radio stations have jobs today? Or would there be, you know, I'm not trying to find guilt. But I just wonder about this sometimes, especially more, you know, radio is my business, so I think about it, but I think about newspapers what's going on. The fact that local newspapers have basically disappeared. We here locally have a blog. We have a thing called The Source that presents most of the local news. But there still is a lot of, in the last 17, 18 years, just whole boatloads of newspapers and local news sources have gone out of business.
Well, and local is still so important, too. Why can't they both exist in a sense of why can't there, in terms of radio, if there is a nationally syndicated radio show, have somebody on standby for local, and then they get to jump in, not on the national scale, but every local station would hear this, and they give the quick local news. Same with newspapers or national magazines. You see in different publications where there's a little pamphlet or something that's inserted. It can be easily removed, and it can be inserted into a magazine or something or a newspaper. And you have the local side of things.
Yep.
Because there are so many local news stories that are just as important.
Well, and the local television stations have really lost their way because all they do is repeat the same stuff as the nationals, sometimes with a local twist on it. But it's not, there's not really local news unless there's a fire that burns a house down and kills 12 people, or there's some big wreck or an auto chase or something. But the local fiber of what's going on in the community, you don't often know unless you really dig and go to the community's website, for example, and that sort of thing. So I'm thinking about, you tease me because I'm usually during some of the breaks reading a newspaper, like the real, I'm reading a newspaper.
Yeah, that sound is what we hear.
That's the newspaper. Right. So where are they? The classic feel of holding the physical newspaper is something that is lacking. Now, the newspapers that I'm reading, I don't get the Globe and the Herald and the local newspaper. I look at it online. But I get various farm and trade papers that I use for my farm program, the American Family Farmer, and in some of the other things that are farmer-related. So that sort of keeps me connected with that community, with the agricultural community. But I have to really nose around it because I'm involved here locally. I get into a lot of the things that are going on. But it's not because of what I read. It's because of who I know and what we talk about when we're together as to, you know, what's going on and what's a good model for getting this done and that done. So anyway, I just thought it was... I just think it's something that we ought to try. Maybe it's just gone. Like the local hardware store, the local drug store, Walmart has come in and wiped them all out. Is that progress? No, I don't think it was progress at all. And people say, well, look at all the jobs that Walmart provides. Well, are they as good as the jobs in the old drug store? Are they as good as the jobs in the old hardware store? Are they as good as the, you know what I'm saying? You get the drift of things. We're catching good things, though, and that's a good thing that we catch good things. In a manner of speaking, anyway, all of the things that are happening around the world that are good, the things that we can be thankful for, if you will, and that's one of the things that I think I like being able to start out each of our hours or each of the segments with things that are happening to people that are actually good. For example, there's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's, who's helping scientists actually develop a test. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that too, right?
I feel like we're hearing more of this, of whether or not people can smell ear infections or cavities.
What do they smell like? Is there a report? Listening to these people, yeah, cavities especially, certainly, I mean, you can smell B.O., nothing. Yeah, there's nothing special about that. If, you know, she knew herself, apparently, to have a super sensitive, she had the nose, and she used it. She wouldn't be able to go into the cleaning section of a supermarket, I guess, right? And then I look at this and I think, this person, by the way, is a former doctor, right? Is that what happened? Or she knew somebody that was a doctor? I put the pieces of this together.
Yeah, she can. Well, she can smell changes.
Joy Milne, I think, is M-I-L-N-E. Is her name, right?
Yeah, her husband and it's less almost and, like it's less about the distinct smell, but it's about the change of body odor that corresponds to an onset of Parkinson's disease that she can figure out. It's like the nose.
Did she describe it, though, what the smell is, so we can pass it along to people who may have sensitive noses that are listening to us right now? The husband was a former doctor. That we found out. We know that. She thought there's apparently some kind of the Parkinson's will cause damage to a kind of skin oil, and so she went to smell the T-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and those who hadn't. And she identified the shirts that belonged to the people who had Parkinson's, and she only missed once.
Except then 8 months later, that person ended up receiving Parkinson's diagnosis. So even though it was wrong at the time, that
this is pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? So can you develop this, or do you just have it? You have it. Exercise, change of diet makes a big difference in people who come up with this sort of thing. I know the dogs smell cancer, I think. Isn't that how that works?
I believe that, yeah. It's cancer. Can dogs smell if there's a stroke or a seizure coming on? Because I know a lot of times people who have epilepsy or some kind of seizure-related illness, they have service animals who can tell if there's a seizure going on. But I don't know if that's a smell or if that's a different body signal.
I don't know. I think that has to do with epilepsy. I think you're right about that. I've heard that story. There are a lot of different connections to reality here. But this is really a potential what this person would hire herself out around the world, go smell people's shirts to see if they have Parkinson's. Yeah, anything's possible, I guess. Mm-hmm. But she's working with the doctors and the scientists to come up with a way. But just have, what do they find out? What is that? An olfactory? Olfactory has to do with smelling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so is that?
Yeah, it's some sort of sebum that's in the skin oils.
All right, so there we are with an interesting.
Not sebum. What is it? Sebum.
Sebum.
Sebum, right?
Yeah. You're my doctor. I am Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I sometimes practice medicine with Ken Kronos and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can hear those exciting adventures when you go to Good Day Health, the podcast that we have every week. GoodDayHealthShow.com, and to catch up with me and my nose and them and their noses. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to OmahaSteaks.com, OmahaSteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit OmahaSteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
From Hollyweird. I'm in Hollyweird, actually. I'm in Santa Monica, which is like 4 miles away from Hollywood. It's close enough. When Johnny Carson did the Tonight Show, Ed always said, live from Hollywood, and they weren't in Hollywood, they were in Burbank. But everybody thinks, Hollywood, yeah. Listen, it's a company town, lots of things going on here. Pretty much everything in Los Angeles, in one way or another, depends on the entertainment industry. So, we devote some of our time here, mostly to movies and television, that sort of thing, when Chucker is here. Chucker's off today, and I don't have box office totals, but I do have a story about Elizabeth Hurley, who's in a new movie directed by her son. This is a very erotic movie, and as soon as I saw the idea behind the movie, I was thinking of what watching sex scenes with your mother, if you're the child, what sex scenes, yeah. what is hello?
Not just watching them with your mom, but your mom's actually in them. When you first said that she was doing a film with her son, he's directing, my first thought was, that is really cool. And then you kept talking, and I was like, that's not cool. Awkward.
No. The movie is called Strictly Confidential. It was written and directed by her son. Name is Damien Hurley. She felt safe and looked after during the filming and the production of the movie. Intimate scenes. She is with another actress. And so I don't know how you relax in that circumstance. I don't think I could do it. But listen, maybe... they have a different kind of relationship. I couldn't
yeah, every
even
family
begin
is
to imagine.
Different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly.
With their comfort level. And I also think as an actor, you can step away from yourself to become mm-hmm. the character to a degree.
Yeah.
And kind of just compartmentalize that whole situation. Disassociate, if you will.
He's 21 years old. She said that they talked about this for a long time. It's the story of a young woman seeking to uncover the truth of a suicide. The other actress is Genevieve Gaunt, never heard of her. Anyway, the son said, we felt in our comfort zone. It was very strange at first when you're on this film. You have 18 days to shoot it, so they had to do whatever they could do fast. They didn't think a lot about the scenes, they just did them. So, okay. more power to them, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And could
well,
you imagine
a lot of films,
being in an erotic film with your father directing you?
I wouldn't be able to, but I know a lot of films that do something like this where they have sex scenes or they have nudity or whatever. They will film, those will be the first scenes they film. So not only do they get them out of the way, but a lot of times they have found that actors who, if they spend enough time around everybody, then they get more uncomfortable being around them naked, where if they make that the first thing they do, mm-hmm. there's like an odd, I don't know you enough to be uncomfortable around you with this. Yeah. So it plays better. I don't know, but I know a lot of times they will do those to get those out of the way first and foremost.
Mm. All right. Mark Wahlberg, who's in this new movie, I was talking about this. I went to see the Panda movie with my grandson over the weekend, and one of the trailers was for this movie called King Arthur.
Oh, Arthur the King. Mm-hmm.
Arthur the King. Okay, the other way around. Thank you. And it looks like a very sweet movie. Wahlberg, as usual, as all the stars of movies, they do interviews. And so he went down the street with one interviewer, had nothing to do with the movie. He was talking about his new life in Nevada. He did an interview, and so he was asked about how it is that he and his wife, Rhea, and their four children moved in. They settled in Las Vegas, and they seem to like it there. He says, quote, it's a place where my children can thrive and do their own thing, pursue their interests. So they have, let's see here, a daughter named, well, I think this is his second marriage, because they didn't get married until August of 2009. So he had his daughter from his first wife, Ella. And then there's Grace and Michael and Brendan. They left California. He said he'd had enough of California. He doesn't like the situation tax-wise, education-wise, the schools. He didn't like it. You know, he just didn't like it here. And his family didn't like it either. So his daughter is an equestrian. Apparently she's shining. And it's good. So it's interesting all the way around to see how that stuff. You know, you think of everybody who's in movies living here, and that's not the case at all. Lots of people live in a lot of different places.
They want to raise their kids as quote-unquote normal as possible.
Normal, exactly. You got it. All right, Jay and Doug here, 59 after on Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.